Good afternoon. I'm Bob Lagasse, Executive Director of the Mulch and Soil Council, and I am so pleased to welcome you in person to the 50th annual meeting of the Mulch and Soil Council here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thank you all for coming. Thank you for your support. As we start our program, the first thing I'd like to do is introduce our President, Jim Weber, who is going to give you an official welcome to Memphis. Jim?
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming to the 50th annual Mulch and Soil Council. Certainly wouldn't have made it 50 years without Bob, that's for sure. Some of the things that our industry is going to be dealt with next year: freight issues, fewer trucks, fewer drivers. The average age of a truck driver today is 53 years of age. It seems like today's generation, they want more automatic transmission trucks. So if you're trying to hire additional trucks for your business, you might want to think about automatics. Volvo, I met with Volvo just a month ago. If you try to order a new truck from them, they're at least 12 months out on trucks. Plastic is going up a little bit in cost. Freight from China, if you order any commodities from China, iron oxide, like hoses, rake shovels, whatever, freight went from 6,000 a load to 26,000 a load. Ohio shows an unemployment rate of 5.2%, but I don't know how accurate that could be with just so many people not working these days. You drive by an apartment complex during the day, it's just loaded, full. Certainly when you're looking at your equipment for next year, think about part shortages, relays, servos, gearboxes, motors. You might have your bagging line go down and thinking that you can get a motor next week. It might be out 12 weeks. So just plan ahead for things like that for next year. Some of the positive things that the Mulch and Soil Council has worked on for the last 12 months: published revised uniform voluntary product guidelines approved by the members, documented industry trade customs, met with Penn State officials regarding Penn State University article in regards to blending of wood mulch products, developed a 6-month module training course on weights and measures with NIST, began planning for the 2021 Memphis meeting, conducted an online plant managers training course for 90 participants, coordinated article on SWIP 6 and 7 soil and mulch producers news for public documentation of industry and trade practices, coordinated member response to increased sponsors of House Rule 1673 and 2025, the Agricultural Trucking Relief Act. Coordinated members response to FMCSA, interim final rulemaking on ag commodities and farm supplies. Issued memo to members clarifying the farm supply rules for mulch and soil. Issued driver letter for the FMCSA, IFR in the event of a road stop. Conducted certification for audit on southeast and western states. Conducted industry compensation survey. Conducted clarification audit of southern Texas and Louisiana states. Organized 2021 exhibit for Memphis. Begin greenhouse tests for certification products. Conducted certification audits for northeast and central states. Published a 118-page report on industry high-low compensation for 14 positions on 7 regions. Petitioned Ohio Ag Department to retain and expand reference on NIST handbook 130 and 44 for weights and measures training 5-year regulatory review. Led group of members doing business in Ohio to do the same. Adopted policy on jumping worms in the mulch and soil products. annual meeting registrations, event planning, and issued regulatory bulletin on vaccine mandates. So just a little bit of stuff that we've been working on. But thank you very much for attending.
Thank you, Jim. At this point, I want to, I was looking in the records the other day. I don't know why, but it came up a question. I saw the registration form that we had from 12 years ago. And I looked on the form and said, what's the registration fee 12 years ago? It was $4.95, more than it is today. Now, nothing ever goes down, except apparently our registration fee. And the reason it went down is, thank you to our sponsors, because they provide the extra funding to allow us to generate bigger programs and more activities without increasing your cost as a member. So we definitely want to thank our sponsors for this year, who were very eager to support. They jumped in. We sold out all of our sponsorship activities in literally less than 48 hours. So, and that's because they want to come see you. And we thank them for that, particularly our Diamond sponsor, Agricodines, that sponsored the pins and pads, Color Biotics, that sponsored the lanyards and the badges, our Platinum sponsor, Social Marks Media, that sponsored the Thursday night reception, and Vermeer, that sponsored last night's Meet the Board reception. That was very good, and thank you all for doing that. That was a new event this year. Maverick Environmental Equipment, that sponsored the program bags for the meeting. Vermeer sponsoring tonight's opening reception and exhibit. Invenia sponsored the new event last night, which was the board reception. And thank you both. And, of course, our silver sponsors, Chromescape, Faltec, T.H. Glennon, and Reliance Packaging, who sponsored all the breaks for our meeting over the next few days. So thank you so much, and your help makes this meeting more affordable for more members, and we appreciate that. At this point, I'd also like to suggest that as we get started, I ask if you have any ideas or suggestions for the council to please discuss them with any members of the board of directors. Just so you know who the board are, I'm going to ask them to stand and be recognized and remain standing after I call your name. Jim Weber, our president. Byron Morgan, Mountain West, our vice president. Jim's with Ohio Mulch, of course, everybody knows. And where's Byron? There's Byron. Joe Ertl with Oldcastle, our secretary-treasurer. Kay Young is with Sungrow Horticulture. She's not with us. She's on maternity leave right now and about to bring us a new member. We look forward to that. Ron Kane with Kellogg Garden Products in California. Mike Lang with Black Gold Compost in Oxford, Florida. Steve Liffers, Swanson Bark in Longview, Washington. Rick Mahoney, Garrick Corporation in Cleveland. Kent Roeder with Colored Biotics in Ames, Iowa. Kimberly Rogowski, Scott's Miracle-Gro of Columbus, Ohio. Randy Tyre with Waupaca Northwards in Waupaca, Wisconsin. And Brad Volker with New Earth Compost in Conroe, Texas. There you are. These are your board of directors. And we thank them for all the time they contribute and recognize the fact that they are neither compensated nor reimbursed. So it's a work of love that they try to elevate everything for all the members for the entire industry. I also want to introduce our staff. I pointed out over the years sometimes I forget to do this, and we have so many new members and non-members here, I'd like to introduce, as I said, I'm Bob Lagasse, Executive Director. Shelley Williams in the back is Associate Executive Director, Membership Chair, and Meetings Planner. So she did all the arrangements for all the activities here, working with Kimberly Rogowski, who is our National Program Chair. Carol Ledbetter in the back is our, is our Certification Administrator, our Lead Audit Team Member, and Publications Editor. She corrects all my spelling, all of it. And J.C. McGowan is our Office Administrator, Accounts Receivable Payable. She's happy to take your money. And is our Audit Team Member, Field Audit Member. So that's our staff. And that's what you see if I advance the slide. Next on our agenda is a welcome from our annual meeting program chair, Kimberly Rogowski.
All right, good afternoon. Thank you, everybody. So it's with great pleasure that I'm here to introduce kind of what's going to be happening this week. It was a lot of fun putting together this event. I do hope there's another board member who steps up next time. However, we do appreciate your feedback as well. So as you listen through this next couple of days, if you have ideas for topics for future events, please make sure to let us know. We will make sure to include those in future annual meetings. So with that, I just want to give you a sense of what's going to happen over the next couple of days. So first off, the program topics range from, really it's about equipment case studies to improve profits, how you can innovate processes to deliver customer service, understanding the consumer, and even understanding Washington. All of that, I hope you get to really, you know, it educates you and it motivates you to drive your business and our industry forward, because that's really what this is all about. So that's what you're going to hear over the next couple of days. A few other items just to kind of point out. We've hit on a few of them, but just to make a point about a couple of those others as well. So this evening we do have a reception where we've got 22 booths set up, so hopefully you will join us. This is from 4:30 to 7. It's in the Hernando DeSoto Bar, which is kind of around the corner. Yes, I said bar. And so hopefully you'll join us. That is sponsored by Vermeer this evening from 4:30 to 7. Another exciting event is tomorrow for our luncheon. So we have a keynote luncheon at 11:30. This is actually with someone, her name is Erica Orange, and she is actually going to be presenting on reimagining the future. This is going to be on the top level within this hotel. I believe you push the letter S in the elevator, and it should give us great views of the city of Memphis. So hopefully you will enjoy lunch as well as enjoy listening to our keynote speaker. Obviously, we always wrap this annual meeting with a president's reception. So Thursday evening, we do have a closing reception, which is sponsored by Social Marks Media, and that is from 4:30 to 6. That will also be in the Hernando DeSoto Bar. That's what's going to happen over the next couple of days. A couple other things to just remind you, we are in a historic hotel. So yes, we have a lot of exciting things that we hope you all are engaged, ask questions, and participate over these next couple days. But we also hope you just enjoy Memphis, enjoy the hotel. If you have not seen the Duck Walk, please make sure you take time at 11 or 5. So hopefully you've already seen it, because I really hope you're actually participating in our events over the next couple days. But if you haven't seen that, please make sure to check it out. I think even Shelley Williams was already kind of a duck master. If you did not see that, I'm sure there's some videos floating around of that event that occurred already. With that, I just want to thank the speakers that have come and traveled with us today. So again, thank you to representatives from LoadScan, Vermeer, and Scotts Miracle-Gro. I appreciate everyone's time and to travel and be with us today. I really hope you all participate and enjoy and have a great couple days. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimberly. Next is our annual presentation by legal counsel John Hazard on MSE antitrust policy.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody. I'm glad to be here at the 50th meeting. I've been here at most of the meetings over the years. I just wanted to give you my annual pep talk about being good while you're here. It's essentially what it is. I represent a lot of associations. Most of them are small to medium size, and of great concern whenever they meet together like this is antitrust. Antitrust, anti-competitive behavior, and so forth. And I'm very happy that this organization has never had any trouble. We've never been investigated by a state or federal antitrust agency. There's never been any reports of people price-fixing, allocating markets, introducing secret codes and all that sort of stuff. And I don't think it's because you're good at covering up your stuff. I think it's because everybody here is actually very good. So we want to keep it that way. And I recommend everybody, especially the newcomers, because I understand we do have a number of newcomers this year, to read the antitrust policy statements in the booklet. Been in the booklet for many years, and it doesn't list every kind of violation, but it does list the penalties, which can be astronomical and imprisonment and all that sort of stuff. I would like to say that our current administration, the Biden administration, has evidenced a new interest in antitrust. The antitrust enforcement program sort of took a breather under the Trump administration, but now that Biden is in, his people have taken a much more intense interest in antitrust. So what does that mean for associations? Well, associations are always on the radar for antitrust enforcement at the FTC and the Justice Department. And especially smaller ones. This is a small association, small to medium size, both in membership numbers and in dollars. But what you do does matter. And there have been big cases recently. The National Association of Realtors, that's a big case, although that a part of that has been withdrawn by the Justice Department. But the investigation there was very intense. And then there have been very small investigations. I wrote it down here. Plasma, the Professional Lighting and Sign Association, was just one county in one state. But they had a very interesting set of protocols. You couldn't impede on anybody else's territory. They had a suggested list of prices. And if you resigned from the association, you couldn't solicit anybody else's customers for at least a year. So I can't believe they had a lawyer help them put that together, but at any rate, that's what the Justice Department turned up when they began to investigate this group. And it was, again, it was a tiny group. So when you're together, have fun at your dinners, meetings, cocktail parties, you know, you want to go out of the town. This is a great town to go out on for music and so forth, but just be very careful. And while we're at it, some people in the Justice Department and the FTC have come up with a list of sort of watchwords and watch phrases that they think are interesting and that point toward collusion-type activities when they're doing an investigation. I just want to point a couple of them out. Some of them are very interesting. And if you hear any of these phrases while you're at a party or you're at dinner and so forth talking to each other, just make sure your antenna go up just a little bit. Company X is going rogue, okay? We're doing our part, and we expect you to do your part, too. Okay? We've only shown these numbers to a select few people, but we're showing them to you because dot, 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 fill in the blank, those kinds of things. And apparently these types of phrases and watchwords and so forth pop up all the time in the investigations that these groups conduct. And it's not just the federal FTC and Justice Department. Each state has its own antitrust enforcement program as well. So I'm not saying that you're going to hear those kinds of phrases, but those are just examples of what investigators hear typically a lot when they're doing an investigation of people who've been fixing prices or have secret agreements to allocate markets and that kind of thing. So have fun while you're here. Do visit with each other. but also take a peek at this, especially if this is your first time here. And if you have any questions while you're here, please let me know, because I'm here the entire time. I'll be here for the receptions and the meetings and so forth. So thank you.
Thank you, John. Well, we're right on time. Yeah, if you have a question, John's always around. He's at all events. We're very cognizant of our size and our vertical integration that we're subject to scrutiny, so we take a great deal of care to protect our board, our member, and our council with proper legal advice on antitrust activities, and we have for many, many years. And with that, we're going to our official first program of this activity, which is my pleasure to introduce David Crowe.